the State of the Union from a toddler's perspective.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will lay out his second-term agenda tomorrow night at the State of the Union address, and there will be a lot of talk about issues of importance to senior citizens and to families and to college students. But one group with ties to the administration wants to hear more about preschoolers. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Many studies have shown that kids who go to preschool end up better off. Michael Linden is director of tax and budget policy at the Center for American Progress.
They are much less likely to end up in jail. They're much more likely to have higher earnings over the course of their lifetime, better health outcomes.
The center is pushing a plan to expand federal funding for preschool so all 3- and 4-year-olds can go. Under the plan, the government would match state funding, on average up to $10,000 per child per year. Neil McCluskey is with the Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute. He says the government doesn't have a great track record. Recent studies have shown the federal Head Start program for low-income kids doesn't always produce lasting benefits.
Federal large-scale pre-K programs are not providing the kinds of outcomes that we're being told we should expect if it gets further involved.
Then there's the money. The Preschool for All plan would add almost $100 billion to the budget over 10 years, a tough sell in Washington. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.